You're listening to 88.9 FM, WQCS. We're also available online at WQCS.org and WQCS News on Facebook. On Wednesday morning, St. Lucie County first responders held an emergency preparedness drill at Tradition Field in Port St. Lucie. Kenrick Thomas was there.
There may be no greater fear for law enforcement than the possibility of a large-scale terrorist attack at a public event.
We have guns, explosives, and fularina. Do not enter the stadium, or we will...
But that was the scenario that unfolded Wednesday morning during a simulated attack by Islamist terrorists at a baseball stadium. Virtually all of St. Lucie County's law enforcement and fire officials, along with the American Red Cross and other first responding agencies, were involved. Among those taking part, Gary Wilson, Chief Deputy of the St. Lucie County Sheriff's Department.
We're testing our notification process and everything as far as people, first responders that are there, notifying their supervisors up to the chiefs of the agencies. And we're testing all aspects of our response, from our SWAT teams to road patrol deputies and fire responders, to how they're going to handle responding to this event.
Because the drill was sponsored by the Department of Homeland Security, there will be federal evaluation.
And the evaluators that are here today from federal emergency management are going to give us a report and tell us how we did. And if we have shortcomings, we will be able to address it.
Also taking part in the mock terrorist attack were 200 volunteers, including over 100 drama students, participating as victims of the attack.
Compound fracture on my arm. My face is messed up.
Zach Case is a drama student at Indian River State College who has fake blood dripping from his forehead and a simulated bone sticking out of his arm from an explosion.
Oh, it doesn't feel too good. It's all gooey and stuff. It feels like I got Play-Doh on my face.
Alan Darby is a class leader in the police academy. He's often seen walking around with several classmates who are participating in emergency response drill.
I think it's very important. Understanding how to act in a mass casualty drill is of utmost importance, and the best way to train for this is obviously in a real life or a most realistic situation.
Darby talked about what it's like seeing his classmates act out as victims.
It's a good experience for everybody that's involved. It is kind of creepy to look at my classmates with all these wounds and see them in a different perspective, obviously, as if something had happened.
Jessica Munoz, who's an intern at the United Way of St. Lucie County, she plays the role of a hostage.
Loud noises, screaming, real-life type events.
Carol Schmidt belongs to the Red Cross, and she's here as an observer. She worked at the fire department in New York during 9/11.
Something that was close to home because we had friends that were firemen in the city. My husband was a fire chief, and he had to send some of his ambulances down there. But it was a big experience, a sad experience.
Schmidt understands the importance of this event due to 9/11.
That you can be at a store or at a stadium and something like this could just hit us and not know, what to do and how to react.
The various agencies that took part in the mock terrorist attack hope to get results next week. For an archive of this story, visit our website at WQCS.org. For 88.9 FM, I'm Kenrick Thomas.